This is probably one of my favorite parts of King Day broadcasting, because every King Day, without fail, we talk to Ambassador Andrew Young, and he tells stories about Dr. King like no other. And I always go back and listen to the old ones, too. Good morning, Reverend Young. How you doing? Andrew Young is on the phone.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing real good. Happy King Day.
Same to you.
What are you doing to celebrate today?
Well, I'm at Michigan State, which is one of the places that Dr. King spoke, and I served as a honorary professor here after I left the UN for a little while. And so they invited me to come back up, and then this afternoon I go to Jackson Prison.
Jackson Prison?
That's right. Jackson Prison here in Michigan is one of the places that I've dropped by on occasion. That there must be 2,000-3,000 really wonderful young men who don't deserve in jail. I wish I could just tear down the walls and put a college around it. Because there's some of the, you know, they're where the bright young men of America who should have been going to college and who should have been in jobs. They've been taken off the street with little to no opportunity. And, you know, Jesus and Martin Luther King used to say that you can't forget those who are in prison.
And so you remember those young men. Do you do it on a regular basis, going to visit them?
Well, you know, I try not to turn down an opportunity mm-hmm. to visit a school when I'm nearby. And if I'm invited, anytime I'm invited to go to a prison, I do the best I can to make it.
Go ahead.
No, because that you know, when my daughter was, my oldest daughter was a lawyer, and back in the 80s when she first got out of school, she was down at Reedsville Penitentiary, and all three of my daughters were single then. And they were complaining about all the black men died in Vietnam, they're gone, this, they're that. And finally she said, no, all of the fine black men did not die in Vietnam. They're in the jails of America. And she said, I met brothers who have taught themselves more law in a prison library, law library, than some of the brothers that I went to school with at Georgetown Law School mm-hmm. And Columbia Law School. So there's a tremendous waste of talent. I think that's one of the things that the president and the attorney general are focusing on this last year. It's one of the things I think Dr. King would be very proud of also.
And what do you tell them, Dr. Young, about how to remember Dr. King on a day like this, where we call it a day of service, a day on, not a day off? What do you tell those young men that are in prison and how to keep Dr. King's memory alive or to do in his honor?
Well, I remind them, if he had written a letter from the Birmingham jail from his desk at Ebenezer, nobody would have ever paid any attention to it. And that also half of the books that Paul wrote in the Bible are from jail. Mm-hmm. And that Mandela stayed in jail for 27 years, and he never let it break his spirit, and he came out and he took over the nation. We still have a lot of work to do, and Dr. King was talking about redeeming the soul of America from the triple evils of racism, war, and poverty. And it's the poverty part that if there had been good education and job opportunity, as there was during the period of the GI Bill, all of these young men would be successful. Right now, it's costing us probably close to $50,000 a year to keep them in jail. When we could probably send them to Yale for less than that.
Yeah. $50,000 a year?
Yeah. Pretty much.
Wow, yeah.
And so it's one of the things, and the president has made reference to it on several occasions, and the attorney generals, both the past and the present, have been focusing on this. There's a very, very, very good book, Michelle Alexander, mm-hmm. The New Jim Crow.
Yeah.
There's another book, I forget the author's It's called Just Mercy. And rather than deal with the problems of unemployment, rather than deal with some of the complications of education, we put people in jail. Mm-hmm. And in Atlanta, we, through our Y, we end up working with a lot of these young people who have been pushed out of high school. And we find that we can get them a GED, and they're really bright kids. Mm-hmm. And if we can get them in one of our HBCUs, they go on and do extremely well.
Yeah. All right. Happy birthday, Dr. King.
Happy birthday, and have a good time on your cruise. I can never get around to that, but one of these days I might make
it. Make it this time. Make it this time. He always has something else to do. We almost had him last year. All right.
You still got time. Right.
Ambassador Andy Young, I'll call you about the cruise. Got to be there at the top. You got 3 minutes to make it there on time. You know we got Diana Ross, don't you?
No, very good.
I might have him now.